So today, we will not continue concentration practice, samatha. Yesterday, we practiced anapana by way of samatha, concentration. Today, we will go little bit vipassana, investigation. So when you breathe in, breathe out, what is this air? In breath and out breath. What compose, what make up the breath? Four elements. Air is composed of four elements, with wind element as predominant factor. So air is only four element, but wind element is very strong. That's why it's moving in and going out. So this four element is materially aggregate. Now, who knows the breath? Who knows the in-breath and out-breath? Mind. So you never answer me. You have become more and more skillful. So not me, not I know the breath. Mind. Mind knows the breath. Mind has the characteristic of aware of the object. Mind has the faculty of knowing an object. In this case, mind knows the breath. After breathing in and out for 5 to 10 minutes, you try to investigate what make up of the in-breath and out-breath. Then you will see wind. Wind element predominant. Four elements must exist together. But in this case, wind element has predominant factor. Then after you investigate the wind element, then try to see the mind. Who knows the breath? Ask yourself, who knows the breath? Then you will know the mind observe, the mind aware, the mind knows the breath. Then tell yourself, mind is not I. Mind is not I. Mind has the faculty of knowing. Without the mind, your body is like a corpse. Even the pain arises, you do not know. So mind has the faculty of knowing. Then continuing breathing in and breathing out, then know mind and body. Breath is body, mind is mind. So only mind and body process. You got it? Okay, 现在讲华语, 现在呢，今天我们不修止观了，我们不修止禅了，我们修观禅。当你在吸呼吸呼的时候，你要去研究一下这个呼吸是什么组成的。呼吸是四大组成的，那四大里面呢，有一个叫风大的，会特别的强烈，因为风大的关系，所以呼吸就会进跟出嘛。这个流动呢，就是风大。 然后呢，过后呢，你就研究是谁知道这个呼吸，谁知道这个呼吸在进出，你就会明白心知道，不是我知道，心知道。心呢，它有这个能力可以知道一切身体的活动。那如果说没有心的话，我们的身体就像一具尸体。 就算痛，我们也不知道，痛啊、难过啊、热啊、冷啊，我们都不知道。如果没有心，所以心呢，它就是有它的特性，它的 characteristic， 它的特性就是能够知道身体所发生的一切。那你就研究了整个呼吸的过程呢，只有这个色法，四大叫色法，只有色跟明，心叫明法。 所以整个呼吸的过程只有明跟色，或者心跟身体罢了，心跟身或者明跟色，你要这样去认知，才能够破除那个我，明白吗？好 ，This is the first inside knowledge just know mind and body, Namma Rupa, just Namma Rupa process. Okay, now we go to the second insight knowledge. Without the arising of in-breath and out-breath, can the mind arises? Can the mind arise or not? Yes or no? No. Huh? Without the in-breath and out-breath, the mind cannot arise to know the breath. So, in-breath and out-breath is the cause for the arising of the mind to know it. So mind is effect. So when you sit breathing in, breathing out, after investigating Namma Rupa, mind and body, then you go further. You investigate because of the in-breath and out-breath. Then the mind arises to know the breath. So in-breath and out-breath is the cause. Mind knows the breath is the effect. So you try to investigate just cause and effect process. Okay, 好。第二个步骤呢，一旦你明了了这个明色，哦，整个呼吸的过程呢，只是明跟色罢了，没有一个我。那接着下来呢，我们要探讨因缘法。好，那心，比如说我们先开始吸呼吸呼，因为有这个呼吸的关系啊，所以心升起知道这个呼吸。如果没有先呼吸的话，心怎么知道这个是呼吸呢？对吗？ OK， 所以你就要研究一下，因为有这个呼吸，所以心升起，那呼吸应该是因啊，那升起，后面升起的心是果。好，所以你就研究呼吸是因，因为呼吸的升起，这个 awareness， 这个正念，这个心升起，知道那个呼吸，所以心是果。那你一直在呼吸啊，进出进出，一直在contemplate， 一直在思维，只有因果因果。好，这样明白吗？好，这两个就够你今天修了。好。好，但是还有很多哈。那今天呢？these two is while you are doing anapana. Then I'm going to teach you the some of the factors under the contemplation of the Dhamma.As we say, we have four foundations of mindfulness. One is contemplation of the body. Second, contemplation of feeling. Three, contemplation of mind. Number third, number fourth, contemplation of the Dhamma.